today's top stories, I'm Tonata Kadhila. B2 Gold Oshikoto Mine, the country's largest gold producer, is set to start with a voluntary retrenchment of 300 employees. Here's John Ruiz, B2 Gold's country manager and director, with more.
We can confirm that on the 20th of March, B2 Gold submitted an official notification to the Labour Commissioner explaining that as the mine approaches open pit closure and transitions to underground mining, approximately 300 employees primarily involved with open pit operations will face retrenchment in 2024. We want to clarify that the company will first embark on a voluntary retrenchment process, followed by a compulsory retrenchment process, as stipulated in our retrenchment procedure agreed upon by the Mine Workers Union and B2 Gold late last year. We also want to clarify that 300 employees will be impacted over the course of 2024 and not immediately.
Special Envoy for German-Namibian Climate and Energy Relations, Rainer Barke, along with Presidential Advisor and Hydrogen Commissioner James Nyupe, have visited President Nangolo Mbumba at State House this morning to discuss the possibility of establishing another hydrogen plant in Opuwo following a Hyron tour. Here's Barke.
The region is suffering from high unemployment rates, so when the Namibian company High Iron and myself visited the region yesterday, talked to the governor and local representatives, there was, of course, a very big interest. Where and when a project will be realized, that has to be shown. Obviously, if you want to reduce iron ore with the help of hydrogen to iron, produce a valuable product, then you go as close as possible to the deposits. And there's going to be a process now, of course, identifying possible sites, and everything else, of course, comes afterwards.
James Nyupe says the government has identified the area's potential for hydroelectric facilities.
One of the things the president mentioned when we were briefing him now was, you know, that of course Kunene has amazing people. So while the government has identified the potential of the area, there is obviously potential for hydroelectric facilities to be built there. There is, of course, very good wind resources there as well. We're now understanding there is also good iron ore facility. And of course, our founding president had always envisioned a potential port facility being developed there. All of this, however, needs to be done in consultation with the people of Opuwo. So this is why the High Iron visited the governor. The Green Hydrogen Program is looking to provide resources, whether it's technical resources or financial resources, to do a strategic environmental and social assessment of the area in collaboration with our Ministry of Environment and Tourism.
Disturbing reports continue to emerge about mass graves in Gaza. Responding to the developments, the UN Human Rights Office, OHCHR, expressed deep concern about possible war crimes. Here's spokesperson Ravina Shamdasani.
So we feel the need to raise the alarm, because clearly there have been multiple bodies discovered. We don't know how many. There are reports that some of them had their hands tied, which of course indicates the serious violations of international human rights law and international humanitarian law. And these need to be subjected to further investigations. They can't just be, you know, more reports in this horrific war that just pass under the radar.
And finally, have you ever wondered where you can get the best kapana in Namibia? Best of Nam is coming soon. Find all these stories and so much more on our website, featuremedianews.com.na. Feature Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.